My name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Only Quitters Fail. Bum, 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 bum. Because no matter how many failed attempts you have tried to succeed at whatever you want to succeed at, as long as you haven't quit, then your journey of success is not complete. And even though you have not yet, quote-unquote, succeeded and gotten rich yet or achieved whatever level of success you wanted to achieve, as long as you do not quit and you keep going and you keep swinging the bat and you keep shooting at the proverbial goal, no matter how many times you miss, no matter how many no's you get, you are vibrationally already successful. Your success is waiting for you and already lined up for you by your source, and you can achieve it as long as you keep going and trying and you never ever quit. Because quitters never win and winners never quit. So get ready for quantum empowerment as you learn the priceless lesson to never, ever give up on your dreams and desires and never, ever quit pursuing them, because you can't really ever give up on your dreams anyway, because your dreams are always calling you to them. The question is, are you listening and are you following your inspiration to take action now? Or are you repressing and denying that calling? Bum, 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 bum. Because tomorrow never comes. There is only this now moment. And the present is where your power lies. And it doesn't matter how many years you have been repressing and denying your dreams, the entire universe is poised and ready to help you make your dreams come true. So enjoy my video and podcast, Quitters. Only Quitters Fail. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction to help you create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video or podcast, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. And check out my amazing array of support and guidance goodies that are available to you to help you become a conscious creator of divine reality on my website at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Only quitters fail. There is a classic saying in the success and business field, quitters never win and winners never quit. Another apt saying is, fail your way to success. In other words, small quote-unquote failures lead to knowledge and awareness, as well as character building, as well as courage, posture, and countless other lessons of awareness that helps build you into a person that is vibrationally in alignment with a position of success. So the premise of this video and podcast is only quitters really and truly fail. Because even if you have a temporary failure at achieving your goal or goals, if you have a temporary setback or even many setbacks, a few detours on the way, or many detours and potholes on the road to success, as long as you never give up, you are not a failure and you haven't failed, because the journey is not complete. Your adventure of success at whatever your quest is to achieve, whether it's business or relationship or mastery of an art or sport or a career, etc., no matter how many years or decades it takes to achieve the success level you desire, as long as you never give up, you are not a failure in any way, and you are still on the road to success. I don't care how many of your businesses go bankrupt, or how many races you don't win, or how many books you write that don't get published, or how many auditions you must go on, or how many no's you get until you finally get a book sold, or a song sold, or get the part, or get the sale, or sell the painting, etc., etc., or win that match. As long as you don't quit, you are not a failure. In fact, in my opinion, from a success and law of attraction perspective, you are a winner. You are a champion, because the majority of people quit after they get one bloody rejection. They quit after one person they allegedly love and allegedly loves them steals their dream and tells them to stick to their day job and gives up their lofty dreams. Most people quit everything they try that is out of the ordinary in any way of the 9-to-5 trade hours for dollar status quo. And an even larger percentage of people never, ever even try something outside of the 9-to-5 societally agreed upon job standard. They don't even consider following a dream or doing a side business for fear of loss of social esteem and loss of security. But anyone who pursues a music career or acting career or a sport or an art or joins a network marketing company or starts an online business on the side or starts writing, etc., etc., anyone who pursues something they are passionate about is a champion in my book, especially if they keep going and never, ever quit. Whatever your quest, whatever your passion, whatever your dream is, no matter how many times you get knocked down, if you keep getting up, dusting yourself, and keep powering on, then you're a winner. Even if you haven't technically won yet. Especially if you know that your mission, your dream, your quest is not yet complete. Especially if you understand that it's all about the journey, not the destination. And no matter how many no's you get, no matter how many failed attempts, no matter how many businesses or careers, etc., you must go through on your journey of success, you must know that you are not a failure at whatever you are pursuing, because you're not done yet. The game isn't over yet. And the people who keep going and never give up after years or decades discover that all the quitters have dropped out of the race. And they're the only ones left in the race. And they're the winner. Bum, 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 bum. Yay! So if you want to succeed at something, just never quit. It is as simple as that. Never, ever quit. And keep working and keep learning and keep playing and keep mastering your craft. And it is virtually guaranteed that in due time, you will win the game. And you will be the proverbial champion who is laughing all the way to the bank. In my business, I have literally seen thousands of people quit. And most of them before they did anything. They join, and they don't even get started. And I've seen 10,000 more never even get started because they are afraid to pursue their dreams of freedom. They are more afraid of what other people think and pleasing other people over themselves, and afraid of failure, that they never, ever get started. So they fail by doing nothing to achieve their dreams. There's a reason only 2% of the entire population owns the majority of the wealth on earth, and it has nothing to do with some elitist conspiracy to control all wealth and keep everybody as servants and slaves, because the law of attraction doesn't care about conspiracies. The reason the 2% own all the money is because only 2% of the entire population kept going, while 98% of the population all quit. The same statistic exists for business owners. Only about 2% of businesses actually succeed. Well, why is that? Because 98% of the other business owners quit. They went into business, it failed, and they never tried again. They didn't get up and dust themselves off and try again. How can you master business, or anything for that matter, if you only try it once? You can't. And they didn't fail because the business failed, or because the product wasn't good enough, or the industry wasn't good enough. They failed because they quit and they didn't get up and try again. So why do only 2% of network marketers become successful and rich? Because 98% of everyone else quit. Why do only 2% of athletes become successful professionals? Because 98% of everyone else quit. Why do only 2% of actors and writers and authors and musicians and artists become successful? Because 98% of the others quit. So, what's the game plan that is going to ensure your success at achieving your dream? Well, step one, you've got to get started. You've got to bloody show up. If you don't pursue your dream because you're afraid of failure, then you have already failed before you even got out of the starting blocks. Never getting started is quitting before you start. Success begins and ends in your mind first. So you've got to train your mind into a vibration of success. You've got to train your vibration into success. You've got to train yourself into the kind of person who is successful. So that's step two, train your mind to be successful, because your success has nothing to do with the economy or your product or your business or the industry other people at all. Only you and your beliefs determine your success or failure. So stop blaming everything and everyone else for your failures. All right, step three, master your craft. Master your art. Master your business. Master your sport. That means practice, 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 and more practice. Fail your way to success. Keep swinging the bat. One of the most famous baseball stars of all time, Babe Ruth, was called the baseball home run king because he hit a whole, I don't know what the exact number is, but a whole ton of home runs. But he was also called the strikeout king because he struck out even more times than he got home runs. He struck out more than any other player in the entire league attempting to make home runs. He was failing his way to success. How many failed attempts to shoot a goal do you imagine the great basketball players, hockey players, soccer players have had? Millions. And all the greats such as Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Pelé, etc. all practiced, practiced, and practiced, and practiced some more. Way after the rest of the team had even gone home, they were still attempting to shoot goals. Most successful business people engage in multiple businesses with often many bankruptcies before they finally become extremely successful. But no matter the pursuit, every single successful person kept going and never quit, no matter how long it took to get them to the success they wanted to achieve. And they never, ever listened to the dream stealers along the way who were telling them that they couldn't do it and they weren't good enough and it's hard and difficult. They never listened to the news reporters and the reviewers. They only listened to their hearts. So to master anything, to succeed at anything, you've got to be willing to fail over and over again. You've got to be willing to strike out over and over again, hundreds, even thousands of times, and risk receiving ridicule and a distinct lack of support from your alleged friends and family. You've got to stay focused on the quest, on your mission. You've got to put blinders on and see only success and nothing else matters, because what other people think doesn't matter. Their beliefs and ideas and perceptions and judgments of you aren't going to help you succeed, and they're not going to help you pay your bills. And pleasing them over yourself is certainly not going to help you succeed, and it's certainly not going to make you happy. And your happiness is the most important thing, not everyone else's happiness. It's not your job to make everyone else happy. It's only your job to make you happy. And if you want to become a successful If you want to become successful and rich at something, you've got to learn how to be happy now and enjoy the journey of creating your dreams into physical reality. Your strategy is not, I'll be happy when I achieve my dreams. That is where the 98%, the quitters who fail, go wrong. Because that strategy does not work. Your dreams will elude you with this strategy, because you cannot have an unhappy journey and have a happy result. An unhappy journey always leads to an unhappy result. And because your dream is what is going to make you happy, if you are unhappy, you are not a vibrational match to happiness. So your dreams will just remain a dream and never become a reality. This is why 98% of people quit and fail, because they believe that in order to be happy, they must have the relationship or the job or the business or the success or the money or whatever it is that they want to succeed at that they believe is going to make them happy. And they often do things they hate that they believe will lead them to their dreams, the proverbial selling their souls to the devil situation. But again, an unhappy journey only leads to unhappy results. And that is why 98% of people quit and fail. But the 2% who never quit and succeed have learned that you must enjoy every step of the journey of creating your desires into physical reality. And the journey is what life is all about, not the result. Success and riches are only the reason for the adventure. The joy and fun of creating your desires into physical reality is the reason for the quest, not to see who can amass the most wealth and goodies. The wealth and goodies are certainly fun and worthwhile goals to achieve, because we know it will be fun to have them. But more importantly, they are great reasons to enjoy the journey of their creation. So, to become successful and rich at something, you've got to learn how to be happy now and enjoy the deliciousness, the delicious, wonderful feelings, the delicious... Exciting feelings of fun, of being, doing, and having your dreams and desires. No matter how strongly you want to be rich and successful at something, it is unlikely you're going to achieve it today. But you can choose to be happy today, even though you don't have what you want yet. You can enjoy the wonderful feelings of having that success today. And I recommend doing that every morning. During your hour of power, when you start your day with meditations and affirmations and visualizations and rampages of appreciation, and when you write in your book of positive aspects, the positive aspects of things that you like, love, and appreciate in your life. These techniques, well, they're all in Abraham's book, Asking It Is Given, and in my Daily Success Rituals series. So by starting your day right, you build up a vibration of joy and you build up momentum in your vibration that will virtually guarantee your success, because the universe always matches up similar vibrations. That's how the law of attraction works. To get what you want, you've got to become a vibrational match to the joy you will feel when you are being, doing, and having what you want. That's why the 98% fail at achieving their dreams, is because they didn't become a vibrational match to their desires. They paid more attention to the lack of their desires and not enough attention to the lovely feelings of having their desires. They didn't have fun trying to create this thing that was going to be fun. And their unhappy journey is not a vibrational match to their happy, desired result. So, you got to start having fun, because having fun is why you came here in the first place. You did not come here to prove your worth so that you could deserve to receive your dreams. No, you came here for the deliciousness of desire and the fun adventure creating those dreams and desires into physical reality. And if you can maintain a loyal, consistent, and persistent commitment to your joy and fun, and maintain your commitment to enjoying every step of your journey of creating your dreams and desires into physical reality, and you and let the joy of being, doing, and having your desires inspire you to action, so that your action has the leverage of the universe flowing through it, and you keep practicing and keep trying, and you master the art of deliberate creation, and you master your craft, and you never ever give up, your success is absolutely inevitable. Your success is a sure thing because you are a vibrational match to your desires, and the law of attraction must bring you whatever is a vibrational match to your vibration. So your mission, young Skywalkers, is to have fun. That's the number one rule in life and should be your only rule in life. That is your number one focus. Joy and happiness are your quest, your mission. Life is a game, so start playing and having fun. In fact, fun is absolutely your only mission. It is your purpose in life. It is the only reason you came here in this body on planet Earth, for the joy of creation. And you're not here to save anyone or to save this planet, because nothing and no one needs saving. Your only mission is to save yourself by having fun. Your only mission is to have fun making your dreams come true. So, what is your dream? What dreams and desires do you want to come true? Do you want to travel the world, become financially free, become successful at business? Or is your passion in the arts, music, film, art, writing, or maybe it's sports? Whatever you want, the entire universe is poised and ready to help you achieve it. But if you don't know how to get started, well, contact me, and we'll set up a free introductory coaching session and see if we can get you pointed in the right direction towards the achievement of your dreams. Contact me at ilovefreedom.info. And let's work and play together to help you live a life of joy and fun and adventure. And let's help you achieve the freedom you desire to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want. Because the purpose of your life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. So let's help you have fun and be free. Let's help you achieve financial freedom. Let's help you travel the world. Let's help you get rich helping other people get rich. Let's help you live a life of fulfillment because you are helping other people to travel more often and make extra money. Let's help you improve the quality of your life by helping other people improve the quality of their lives. Let's help enough other people get what they want to help ourselves get what we want. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. I look forward to meeting you and mentoring you completely free of charge. And if you are truly committed to this mission to help improve the lives of 10,000 people, which is my mission, you are going to get my guidance and mentorship the entire way, completely free of charge. Because your success and happiness ensures my success and happiness. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's work together and play together. Let's travel the world together. Let's lead by example to show our fellow masters of creation, our fellow humans on planet Earth, the masters in training, that they too can create magically abundant, joyful, and fulfilling lives. Thanks for watching this video. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, products, and goodies to help you become a conscious creator of reality. At Zakiron.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Please forward this video or podcast to your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings to help them create what they want and never ever give up, so that they can succeed and make their dreams come true. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember, always, to make life a holiday.